Son, never stop learning.
There is a country sitting beneath the North Sea. Not a myth, not a legend. A real, mapped, inhabited land. Doggerland stretched across what is now open water, connecting the east coast of Britain to northern France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, and Jutland. Mesolithic hunter-gatherers walked its river valleys, tracked deer and aurochs across its wetlands, and built lives on ground that no longer exists. Then the sea took it. Between roughly 10,000 and 7,000 years ago, rising sea levels progressively inundated Doggerland, breaking it into low-lying islands before it finally submerged. By around 6,500 BCE, Britain was no longer a peninsula, it was an island. That single geological fact, Alaena, set the entire trajectory of British history in motion. The key idea here is that this was not a sudden catastrophe. Modern scholarship confirms the drowning of Doggerland was a complex sequence of gradual inundation episodes, punctuated by occasional rapid rises linked to meltwater pulses. Think of it like a slow tide that never fully retreated. Communities adapted, retreated, and eventually lost contact with their continental neighbors entirely. Before that separation, Britain was simply the western edge of a larger European world. After it, Britain became something distinct, a place that outsiders would have to cross water to reach. That crossing would define who came, who stayed, and who was stopped. The island's insularity was not chosen, it was imposed by geology. Now, fast forward several thousand years, the people who remained built extraordinary things. Stonehenge stands as the most recognized example, a monument constructed without written language or wheels, aligned with astronomical precision. These late Neolithic and Bronze Age communities left no texts, but they left stone. Then came a civilization that did leave texts. Julius Caesar made two attempts to reach Britain in 55 and 54 BCE, and both ended in near disaster. Storms, supply failures, fierce tribal resistance. Rome noted the island and withdrew. The real conquest came later. In AD 43, Emperor Claudius launched a full-scale invasion. The invading forces were commanded by Aulus Plautius, a distinguished senator acting under Claudius's direct orders. Over roughly 45 years, the Roman army extended control over most of present-day England and Wales, organizing the conquered territory as the province of Britannia. Rome did not simply occupy Britain. It restructured it. Tribal territories became administrative units. Dirt tracks became engineered roads. Scattered settlements became towns with forums, bathhouses, and amphitheaters. London, Londinium, was founded as a Roman river crossing and grew into the province's commercial hub. That means the layout of modern London and the routes of many major British roads trace directly back to Roman planning decisions made nearly 2,000 years ago. By around AD 87, Rome had established the Stanigate, a frontier road with forts marking the northern boundary of effective control. Then, in AD 122, Emperor Hadrian visited Britain and ordered something more permanent. Construction began on a wall stretching approximately 73 miles, from Wallsend on the River Tyne to Bowness on the Solway Firth. Hadrian's wall was not purely military. Scholars note it functioned as a mechanism for monitoring traders and travelers, a zone of controlled interaction rather than a sealed border. It was also, as modern historians argue, a psychological statement, the edge of the civilized world, drawn in stone. Remember this. The UK's identity did not begin with kings or parliaments or empire. It began with water and stone. The submergence of Doggerland made Britain an island, and islands develop differently. They filter invasion, they concentrate culture. They force the people inside them to become something coherent over time. Rome accelerated that process dramatically, bringing written records, urban infrastructure, and a continental administrative system to a place that had previously existed only in its own oral memory. Hadrian's Wall stood as the northwestern frontier of Roman Britain for nearly 300 years. The province of Britannia remained part of the Roman Empire until the early 5th century AD. The takeaway, Alaena, is foundational. Before there were English, Scottish, Welsh, or Irish identities, there was geography, and geography, more than any king or conqueror, wrote the first chapter of this island story.